John 20, 1 to 18. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb. We do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going towards the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen clothes lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but lined up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling for me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her.
That you are not easily fooled or tricked or conned. It means that you are not a silly dummy. Please raise your hand if you think you're a silly dummy. Oh, I'm surprised. You weren't to put your hands out. I was going to say we've got a room full of doubting Thomases. I actually need two doubting Thomases today. I've already chose the volunteers, I'm going for the people who've got the word trust in their title and their job that they do for the church. I'm going to go for Claire Shepherd over here. She's a trustee. And I'm going to go for James Viner over there. Our two trustees. Big round of applause for them. Hooray! Please come to the front. If you've never met them before, these are they. So fantastic. James is a businessman, a mathematician, and Claire's a lawyer. So we've got two people who we can completely trust, can't we? Yeah? They're laughing. Okay, you need to follow Emily over there and leave this space for just a moment. Close the doors behind you. Please leave. You will come back in a moment. See? The big thing, they are actually trusting me. Isn't that amazing? Hey, fantastic. They've never done that before. Can you just make sure the door is closed at the back there? We don't want them seeing or knowing anything. Emily's just going to come back in. So, yeah, just make sure all the doors are closed. Right. Yeah, please close the door. They mustn't hear anything. Right. The trustees aren't in the room. What do we do while the trustees aren't in the room? We do something unexpected that they would never have thought of happening, yeah? What could we do now that they wouldn't expect? Yeah? Any ideas? Sorry? I can't quite hear that. Yeah. Yeah? We should all leave the building through over there. We could do that. That's a good idea. I've got an idea. How about somebody volunteers fully clothed to dive into the baptism pool? Yeah? And leave. Would that be a good idea? Yeah, let's do that. Who should we get to do it? Me! I've got this on. Let's call for our youth and children worker. Steve. Will he do it? Will he do it? Will he do it? Will he do it? Fully clothed. Woo! Big round of applause. Great. Yeah. From now on, let's call him Iceman. Right, quick. Why clear it all up? Clear up all the damage. That's it. And Louise, don't tell James when he comes back in, all right? Don't tell Claire. I know, yeah, okay. Okay, now we're not allowed to tell them anything. We're going to pretend nothing's happened. We're going to call the trustees back in, and then I've got some things to say from the Bible, and this will fit, okay? So we'll come back to this. So parents, encourage your children to listen in. We'll come back. It's called a taster. It's like when you watch a really good movie, a whodunit, they go past the candlestick in the first shots of the movie, and you know full well, oh, that's going to appear again. Well, this will come back in a minute. Let's get the trustees back and give them a really big round of applause. Cheer them, shout them, bring the house down like something amazing's been said about them, okay? Hey, like that. Hey, woo, 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 woo. Please do take a seat. That's it. Yeah, you've done your bit. That's it. You're done. No worries. Just calm down. Cup of coffee later on. It'll all be sorted out. Good. Brilliant. Now, some of you need to keep your children in order. Yeah. Good. All right. Got three things. We've got a doubting Thomas. We've got a risen Jesus. And we've got a blessed you. Three people. Doubting Thomas, risen Jesus, and a blessed you. Doubting Thomas. The phrase comes from Jesus' friend Thomas, who did not believe when he heard Jesus had risen from the dead. In our Bible reading a moment ago, we heard verse 25 coming on the screen, "We have seen the Lord." And Thomas didn't believe them because he was a doubting Thomas. He was shrewd. He was an honest skeptic. He was not stupid and gullible. Dead people do not come back to life again. So he understandably wanted the facts. He wanted real proof, watertight evidence. Now I have a volunteer. I was going to have three. I'm just going for one because time is moving on. Jude, do you want to be my volunteer? Big round of applause for my grandson. Fantastic. Let's move the flowers out of the way. And you can stand right here next to me where you wanted to be. Certainly earlier on this morning, maybe not now. Okay, here we have Thomas. There are three things really about Thomas, and he wasn't gullible. First of all, as it says in our reading, what did Thomas say? Unless I see his hands and the marks of his nails in them, I will never believe. Thomas wanted to see. So we have in here something just, why don't you come and stand at the front there? There we go. Woo-hoo. Keep them on there. Just keep them on. Keep them on. That's it. Look at everybody. Does everyone look better through that? Yeah. You can keep holding my hand if you want to. Thomas wanted to see with his own eyes. Secondly, what else did he want to do? Anyone know? Were you listening? Thank you. Yeah, someone was listening at the front here. He wanted to touch. He wanted to poke his big, fat, grubby finger into the marks in Jesus' hands and shove his hand into Jesus' side. So there we are. There's a big, fat, grubby finger. There we are. Put that on there. You can do your little boogie dance now, man. Oh, no. Okay, fine. Okie dokie. So Thomas wanted to see. Hello, Phoebe. And Thomas wanted to touch Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus himself. He wanted to touch Jesus for himself. See, I've concluded this last week. If Thomas was an Englishman, he'd be from South Yorkshire. All right? Blunt, straight talking, down to earth, saying it how it really is, not into anything airy fairy. No fantasy tales for Thomas. No unbelievable rubbish. He was a proper Yorkshireman. There we go. My grandchildren are all joining me. There we are. You can be Thomas, the Yorkshire girl. There we are, with your trendy hat on. You're like your mum. Put whatever hat on, and you look cool. There we go. Let's put that on you then. Is that all right? No, no one wants to wear that. That actually is my hat. There we are. Okay. There we are. Thomas wanted to see. He wanted to touch. He was a 21st century person. He was into science and facts. Dead people don't rise. Okay. Why don't you go and sit down again? Thank you ever so much. Big round of applause for Jude there. Brilliant. So that's Doubting Thomas. Next, Risen Jesus. We might need your parents to come and protect me from this one now. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, policeman, come and arrest her. Good. Take her away. 8 days later, we're thinking about Risen Jesus now. Doubting Thomas had a bit of a shock, to put it mildly. Although they were all indoors, the doors were locked, and there Jesus appeared to his friends again, and this time Thomas was with them, and Jesus said, "Peace be with you." But he didn't mean it in an airy-fairy way. He went, "Oh, peace be with you. Oh, bless." None of that sort of naff stuff. Not peace in your dreams. Not wishful thinking. I hope you have some peace. It was real, genuine, factual, on-the-ground experience they could have. Peace be with you. Why? Well, if Thomas had been a good South Yorkshireman with his cloth cap on, and if he had been the kind of guy who said, "Yeah, actually, I really do. I'm not trusting my grandchildren to come out a second time, by the way, so I'm doing this." He wanted to see for himself, and he wanted to put it, by the way, no photographs on social media. I saw my son there. Just, I saw him doing that. He did not want his put. Jesus said, "Oh, you want to see? You want to put your fat?" Someone was saying, "Wave for the shirt at the back over there. You want to put your fat, stubby, dirty finger into my wounds?" Well, there you go. See, Jesus, if he was from England, he'd have been up north too. He was from Nazareth, wasn't he? Jesus went to Thomas where he was. I wouldn't really want Thomas as a friend. You know, if you're in hospital and Thomas is your mate, he'd come along and he'd had an operation, and what would he do if he rocked up to see you in hospital? He'd go, "Oh God, take your wounds off. Let me have a look. Let me see if it's really," and he'd start prodding it before you knew. "Does it hurt?" It's the kind of guy he was, wanting real and reality. And Jesus went straight to where Thomas was. See for yourself. Prod your fat, stubby, dirty finger in the hands of. Put your hand out and shove it in my side. See, stop doubting. Stop being a doubting Thomas and start being a believing Thomas. And then what did Thomas do? Thomas, well, if I'm going to visualize it for you, basically Thomas, he must have fallen on his knees, mustn't he? Something like this. Like the folks in the baptism pool a moment ago. Bowing to Jesus and saying, what did he say? "My Lord and my God." He's a Jew. And he recognizes Jesus as my Lord and my God. That is who the risen Jesus really is. He stopped being a doubter and started being a worshiper. And maybe you can relate to Tom. Maybe you can relate to Thomas the doubter. You want the facts. You want to see it for what it really is. Facts are there. Jesus really had risen. Eyewitness accounts. So, doubting Thomas, a risen Jesus, thirdly, a blessed you. Doubting Thomas, risen Jesus, lastly, you. What's your name? Say your name out loud now after the word blessed. Blessed, and then say your name. Blessed. You can be blessed today. You are blessed. Jesus said to Thomas, verse 29, "You have believed because you've seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Please raise your hand if you've physically seen Jesus. No. Please raise your hand if you've actually met Jesus spiritually. You know him to be true. Amazing, isn't it? You believe without seeing. You don't believe without evidence. No, that's nonsense. There are plenty of churches around the country today that will be saying Jesus risen, but it was only spiritual, not physical. That's a load of rubbish. That's not in the Bible, and it's not historical either. We've not seen him. If we'd been there with Thomas, we could have got our fat little finger or thin little finger or little finger and put it where he put his. He really had risen. So let me just briefly come back to the events of earlier on. Let's get Claire and James back out of the front, please. Please do come stand here. They're very tall. I'm always intimidated by these two. You know what I mean? I'm just a little guy, you know, fearsome trustees. Look at them. She's smiling now. She doesn't do that normally. No, that's right. Okay. Anyone want to tell these two doubting Thomases what happened earlier on? What? Steve who? Jumped in what? He's right there. See, that Steve jumped in the pool? No way. Did anyone else see Steve? That Steve right there jumping. He'd look at him. He didn't jump, did he? No, what? He dived in. Really? Do you believe her?
Evan or Cameron?
Well, yeah. they kind of like, so you can sit down, Steve, now. Do you believe him? What would a lawyer ask now, a doubting lawyer? That's just like Jesus, isn't it? Just the sort of thing he would do, isn't it? Like being God and...
Well, yes.
Yeah. And what else might you... What else would you base it on?
Well, you need some wet clothes.
You need to see wet clothes, do you? You want... Oh, no, there, so, yeah, there we go. This is it. You need to put them on, mate. You want to... Yeah, yeah. Get your cameras out, social media. Oh, they're not interested in taking this one. There you go. He wants to see the wet clothes. What about the witnesses? Don't you trust them? Please raise your hand if you saw Steve dive into that pool and escape. Yeah. Then now what do you think?
Well, that's a lot of witnesses to decide if they're trustworthy or not. Maybe some are, maybe.
So what do you conclude?
They don't have any reason to deceive me, so I'm going to go with probably yes.
I'm happy to go with probably yes.
Big round of applause for these two here. Good, please go and sit down. Sorry, no Easter eggs from our volunteers, other than one who'll get it when he gets home. You see, the thing is, this was written by eyewitnesses. Folks who saw the risen Jesus. We have got the evidence. We don't have to believe with no evidence. We do believe with the evidence of the witnesses. There's a couple of verses coming up on the screen. This is how John finishes his gospel. He said this. This is straight after Thomas met Jesus, the risen Jesus. Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing you may have life in his name. Life. A moment ago, in Farsi and in English, we asked those being baptized, do you believe in God's Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God? And they all said, we do. And the Holy Spirit of God is the Spirit of Jesus. We may not meet him physically today. I can't wheel him out. But he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. You can meet him today. You can invite him right into your life today. You can be assured deep within your inner being that Jesus has risen. He died for your sin. And you, the symbol of baptism, can be washed. That's what baptism is. Death, burial, resurrection. Going into the water, death. Under the water, burial. Coming out again to breathe again like a resurrection. That's what our baptism folks experienced physically. And if you give your life to Jesus, you experience that too. You die with him, you rise to new life with him. Isn't that brilliant? We're going to sing our final, how do I end a sermon on Easter? We've got to sing a decent, wonderful song. Thine be the glory. Musicians are going to come out. And let me just teach you a bit of English, if English is not your language at all. The word thine means yours. It's Old English. Now, I know because sometimes I ask Ali for a Persian poem and trying to get something that you Iranians will understand in modern Farsi from your ancient poets is not easy, even though it's Persian. A lot of languages actually come from Persian. Your language has developed and changed over the years. Well, so is English. So it's a little bit old, that word thine, but it actually rhymes and goes better in the English than the version singing yours. Okay, so a bit of English lesson. Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Let's stand and let's sing.